So welcome back to Beat Cafe. I'm David Johnson. I'm joined today by Catherine Hopgood-Ray. We are discussing the guitar mastery of Snoozer Quinn. Catherine has recently written a book about Snoozer Quinn, and we're going to get ready to hear one of his recordings. As she has said in the earlier part of this program, he was really one of the defining figures in jazz guitar. So the song we're going to hear is titled Out of Nowhere. And Catherine, tell us what is kind of distinguished about this particular song.
This is one of the songs recorded in the tuberculosis ward at Charity Hospital in 1949. It's called Out of Nowhere, and it's a good showcase of Snoozer's guitar technique, where it achieves the illusion of multiple guitars playing at once. And you can hear how there's a rhythm driving and then a beautiful melody line floating on top.
You know, I can just imagine being in that depressing ward for tuberculosis patients at Charity, and then this music. It must have been an incredible moment, and what a remarkable act of friendship and foresight for Johnny Wiggs to go in and do this.
And what's also really great is how much drive and energy the song still manages to portray, which I really think is exemplary of that era of jazz.
All right, so here we go. We're going to listen to Out of Nowhere. Wow, that was absolutely incredible. I mean, anything hearing is believing when you listen to Snoozer Quinn's recordings. And to think that that was recorded again at a hospital sickbed just makes that all the more poignant. So, Catherine, I'm curious, this publisher, Out of the Past Music, tell me about this this institution. You say this is the first book they've published.
Yeah, so Steve Howell is the mastermind behind Out of the Past Music, and it's been a record label that's been producing records for Steve and other musicians, mostly from the Texarkana area, Arklatex area, as we call it, focusing on early country blues. So a lot of albums that are like covers of artists. And this will be the first record that is, this will be the first book. So Steve has long been a fan of Snoozer Quinn, and he's a fan of mine. I'm so grateful for him. Everybody should have a Steve Howell in their life. He's just like a champion of the arts. He's a champion of people, and he knows a lot. He's an encyclopedia of music history. And so I'm really, really grateful. He's schooled me in a lot of great American songbooks and a lot of figures in history of music. So this is the first book.
You know, it's interesting because so much attention is paid to New Orleans and South Louisiana's music heritage. But of course, North Louisiana has incredible bragging rights. And of course, you're from mm-hmm. that area as well. So it's so encouraging to hear about good scholarship and appreciation of that scene.
Well, this might be a good moment for me to also give some credit to Governor Jimmy Davis, who had Snoozer in his band and on several recording sessions with him. So there are recordings from Snoozer in his prime, 1931, recording with Jimmy Davis. But of course, those are country music songs. So the music is very, very simple, and you don't really get a good example of Snoozer's jazz guitar stylistic approach. So they are out there, though. Some really cool stuff.
Of course, Jimmy Davis from North Louisiana as well. So you actually own Snoozer's guitar and violin. I'm curious to know how you came into possession of that.
I would call myself the keeper of Snoozer's guitar and violin. So my cousin, Foots Quinn, who lives in Bogalusa today, his real name is Terry, but his feet are very big, so everybody calls him Foots.
Great nickname too. One you don't.
Yeah, we met through this project. He's one of the first people I met in the early 2000s, and we've become fast friends and musical collaborators. He himself is a songwriter, as am I. So we actually have this little side project where we get together and like we'll go sit in the gazebo in Covington and meet up and play like old country songs, as well as his really, really terrific country music songs that he writes. And I'll play some sloppy fiddle. But many, many years ago, he had been keeping Snoozer's guitar and violin in his house. And get this, when Snoozer died in 1949, that guitar and violin went into the basement because the family was afraid of tuberculosis germs. Mm. And so when Foots was a teenager, which was in, he was born in 1948. So we're talking about 20 years later, he went down and found them and sprayed them down with Lysol.
Wow.
And like his mom yelled at him because she was afraid the TB was still active, but he pulled them out anyway. And so fast forward to now, he's given me these instruments to keep them safe. Eventually, I do hope to donate them to a museum. But in Foots's words, he wants them played. So I'm keeping them safe and playing them. And I'm really, really grateful for his trust and his family. And, I love it. I love that Quinn connection.
Well, it just shows you what a terrible fear there was of tuberculosis as well. Yeah. Thank goodness that's a disease we have control over now. So let's just briefly talk about your music as well. You are affiliated with Confetti Park. So tell us about that.
Yes, I've been playing music and writing songs myself. My family's very musical, both sides, mom and dad's family. So I started songwriting when I was 15. My first instrument was I played violin, but my first songwriting instrument was ukulele. And I say that because I'm returning to it lately. Like all of a sudden, my interest in ukulele, in particularly interpreting early New Orleans music, has been revived. So I'm like learning all these early standards on four strings, which is way easier than six strings for me. God bless the talented guitar players. But yeah, I kind of vacillate between playing my kids' music. I'm also currently recording and about to release an album of Americana songs, so adult singer-songwriter music that's being produced now by Jack Miele. And then I have this part of myself that's all about jazz. So I do a lot of collaborations with people around New Orleans to kind of sing jazz music. And I'm looking forward to getting back into that.
Absolutely. That's great. So we're going to conclude the interview by listening to another song by Snoozer Quinn. But before we do, we should say you are going to have a book signing at the New Orleans Jazz Museum on Thursday, June 16th. At 3 p.m. And is there a website for this project that we could direct people to as well?
Yes. Both myself and the guitarist, Dan Sumner, who wrote the transcriptions for the book, will be at the U.S. Mint, Louisiana Jazz Museum on the 16th of June. So he will do some selections from the transcriptions. He will be showcasing what Snoozer did, and I'll be talking about it. And you can learn all about our project at snoozerquinn.com.
Very good. Very good. And the final song is a medley we're going to hear. It's Georgia on My Mind combined with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Tell us about this song.
I just absolutely love his interpretation of this song. I think it shows his emotional depth. It's so poignant and so just bittersweet. So I hope you hear that and enjoy it too.
Is this another one recorded in the hospital as well?
Absolutely. This was recorded in Charity Hospital in New Orleans in 1949.
Wow. So let's picture ourselves there. And we're going to take a musical journey with Snoozer Quinn. Thank you so much, Catherine, for joining us today, and look forward to seeing you on the 16th at the Jazz Museum, where we'll also be able to hear some of Snoozer's original work.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. And here we go again with Georgia on My Mind and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
WHIV 102.3 FM.
Thank you.